Beth Kaiser and Emma Craig are with me in the studio. They are the new conductors of the Victory Chorus in Two Harbors. Thank you both so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So let's start with you, Emma, if we may. You are the conductor for Two Harbors High School and I think middle school choirs. And you are young and new and bring a lot of energy in there. Tell us what it's been like to be, I think this is maybe your first job out of school because you interned with Ms. McGibbon, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So I student taught last fall and then my first full semester was in January. I kind of rolled right into it. And then this has been my first full year. So I'm officially, I have a year as of January under my belt.
Wonderful. Well, and they say the first year is, I mean, you never have to do it for the first time again, right?
Yes, I'm very thankful for that. It's been really fun. I came from a small town in southeastern Minnesota, but I've been really pleased with just the community support that the choir has. And I think we've been kind of working towards some program growth. It's been really nice to see. So
yeah, well, and I've always, I mean, as someone who took part in choirs and musicals and all of that stuff growing up, I know how incredibly fun it is. I also know that it can be wearing on the conductor and the leaders to get these students in line and doing stuff. And I've just got to believe it has daily challenges. So thank you so much for doing it and sticking with it. What could be more important than music for teenagers? And also, I think taking on a program that's been going a long time with other directors is also a challenge of its own. And I know that with Max Kelly and you sort of taking both on at the same time, you know, you've really kind of jump-started a whole new program in Two Harbors. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's definitely been like a interesting shift just to see things that I didn't know that we did that were different, or Max and I have tried to really work together to kind of establish some new different routines and stuff. There's a little bit of some, I wouldn't say growing pains, but a little bit of an adjustment at first, for sure. But it's been really nice to see the students' responses and the community response to just everything that we've tried to implement at the school and all the support that we get. So that's been fun.
Good. And there must be a good sign that you have enough energy left for something like this Victory Chorus, which actually has its roots in Two Harbors, from my understanding.
Not quite.
Oh, maybe you should tell me, Beth. Beth, yep. Kaiser is also with us from Duluth.
Sorry about the correction there. The Victory Chorus started in Duluth in 2019. The planning for it started in 2018 under the programming that the Victory Fund supported under Dementia Friendly Duluth. And so the very first season of Victory Chorus was 2019. And we started with great gusto, and then COVID hit. Yeah. And we all learned very quickly that singing and singing in a choir was one of the biggest ways to transmit COVID virus.
Right.
So
what a worst case scenario.
Right. And we actually, we were a weekend away from our spring concert.
Oh.
And everything shut down that Friday. And we had a concert scheduled for that Sunday.
Oh.
So it was kind of a bummer. You know, everybody had worked so hard. And then we tried
probably to, never to be rescheduled either.
Well, you know, it. No, we just, we got through COVID. We did a lot of sing-alongs, like outside singing at residential care facilities mm-hmm. in Duluth. So we could sing outside from a balcony or below a balcony or in a courtyard, and they would bring the residents outside. And so we could keep the singing going, and we also did some Zoom sessions. Mm. But as you know, Zoom has its own issues. And so we tried, and boy, a lot of people really hung in there with us. And then we resumed, would be the summer of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
We started small, kind of at the Benedictine Living Community. And we had a lot of folks who attended the adult day program there who were our first singers. And then ever since then, we have been building steadily. And we just started, we're in the midst of starting our first week of rehearsals for our spring session.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about the why of what was the idea behind the chorus?
Well, past number of years, especially here in Minnesota, Minnesota's been on the forefront of dementia research, and they have discovered that music sits in a part of the brain that is last affected by Alzheimer's or dementia. And so you might have a person who is struggling with Alzheimer's, but they can still sing and they can still learn new music. And it's quite remarkable. We got our start through connecting with Giving Voice, and that's the big choir in the Twin Cities that really got the ball rolling here in Minnesota and actually across the country. And so,
particularly for people with dementia,
it started with primarily folks with dementia and their care partners.
Yeah.
And then as we learn more and as we get to know folks, we realize that music just is so good for everybody. And people are doing more and more activities that help them stay present and stay focused and keep their brains active. And music is great for that. So we expanded our scope to include not only folks living with Alzheimer's or dementia, but also, you know, older folks who just truly want to keep their brains going.
Right.
And we also learned during COVID that isolation was such a problem, especially for our elders. Yeah. And singing in a choir is a great way to get some awesome socialization.
Yeah, it does seem like a no-brainer once you really start to think about it. I know that my parents, one of whom is sharp as a tack, and the other one is who definitely has memory stuff going on. You know, she listens to classical, which is her really, I think, makes her feel the most peaceful, like all the time. And I can just see it as a mood lifter. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just think it's a clearly brilliant idea, one that hopefully will resonate with many people in the area. I know that whenever I've talked to people about it, almost everyone has said, oh, I want so-and-so to go, or I want to go. So we hope there will be the people know about it and there will be a decent turnout. What do you expect today? It starts today at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock, well, we are expecting kind of a slow, gentle rollout. You know, people, especially people in northern Minnesota, we're careful about what we do,
yeah.
You know, and we're going to just kind of let's see what this is all about. So Emma and I talked a lot about how we want to start this new chorus. And we thought kind of February Fridays would be kind of a gentle, hey, come and check us out. Come and do some singing, get to know us, get to know what this Victory Chorus is all about. And then hopefully by that first week or so of March, we'll actually start more formal choir rehearsals.
Okay.
And we will run through almost the end of May. We will do a final gathering, kind of a celebration of song. We'll invite our friends and families and folks in the community to just come and see what fun we've been having and how much new music we can actually learn. And so it'll be a kind of an informal performance with refreshments. We'll invite folks who come to sing with us just to get the joy of music.
Sounds wonderful. And Emma, you're going to be sort of a conductor in training for this?
Yeah, so I don't really have, obviously, a lot of experience under my belt, especially in this area. It was an idea that was kind of brought to me, and I was excited about it. So Beth is showing me the ropes a little bit so I can kind of get a feel for what that's going to be like. And then we also are incorporating some high school and middle school students into this as well. So I'll kind of provide a little bit of a connection there through my job at the high school. So that's kind of my role as of right now.
Yeah, I think it's a stroke of brilliance to join with the high school, because then it also becomes intergenerational.
Exactly.
Really, really fun idea.
And it is an idea that I know of one other chorus, the memory choir, with working with students also as singing partners. Mm. And that's up in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Really?
And so this is like a brand new, exciting pilot program here in the little town of Two Harbors, which is a very active community and a community that's really supportive of the arts. And so we thought it's just a great place to roll this out.
Yeah. Now, if there are listeners who aren't necessarily saying, I don't fit the cognitive impairment category, but I'm interested, can anyone show up?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And I'm thinking you'd need a lot of ringers in there too to really carry it sometimes.
We do. The format of the chorus is really, it's three prongs. It is the person living with memory loss, or an older person who just wants to stay sharp.
Yeah.
Maybe a care partner, and then a volunteer partner singer. And so our students will be those volunteer partner singers.
Okay.
You know, and we've learned that, you know, folks living with dementia and who are still living at home, we've learned that that can be such an isolating, lonely time, because folks tend to have to say goodbye to a lot of their life.
Yeah.
And what music does is music shows people that, you know what, we're not saying goodbye to a lot of activities. We're actually adding something to give meaning to our life. And it kind of gives us a normalizing activity that can be shared amongst family members and friends.
Yeah. Yep. It makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And I had a question, now it left me, but do you want to talk about a little bit about the social hour? You're also having a social hour?
We are. What we've discovered with the choruses in Duluth is that social time after a rehearsal becomes a vital part of the whole experience, because their brains are on fire and firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
And so that social time creates this atmosphere of great conversation and
keeps all those synapses going.
Absolutely. You know, we've learned that singing in a choir causes your brain to completely light up and function at its best. And so when we've sung for an hour and then we get to have conversation and refreshments, it becomes this really active experience that just, you could just feel the energy rise up.
Yeah, and just stimulating. Mm-hmm. Are you going to sing sort of traditional songs as well, or is it all a matter of learning new work?
We are going to sing both.
Okay.
This February time, we've pulled out some more simple folk songs, tossed in a couple of Beatles tunes. That seems to be kind of a favorite.
Yeah.
And then in March, we're still kind of formulating our music plan, but it will be a combination of very familiar tunes and some newer things.
Because I would think that the, you know, hearkening back is another sort of memory strengthener. Mm-hmm. to sing songs that you know and love. And
right, yeah. Right.
And is the hope that this will sort of have a fall and a spring season and then be off in the summer? Or is there a plan yet specifically? Maybe not. It's fine
well,
if there's
no
plan
is.
Yet.
No, I think once we start, the plan is really to keep it going. And so there will be some musical activities throughout the summer, but nothing formal. And then starting up again next fall will be the chorus at the school again with the students.
Yeah.
And then we'll just hopefully, the plan is to keep it going, because people are going to have such a great time doing it. And I think it's going to build. And I think it's going to be one of the prime activities that's happening in Two Harbors.
Yeah. And Emma, I would hope that maybe it would enhance your program too. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there are kids that really will get a kick out of singing with older people. And because there's a lot of really wonderful singers in this community. I just am hoping that they will join and take part in it. Is there anything else to add, either Emma or Beth? I'm speaking with Emma Craig and Beth Kaiser, the new conductors of the Victory Chorus in Two Harbors, and I don't want to miss anything.
Well, if there are questions about somebody can join, the best thing to do would be to contact community partners here in town and talk to Deb, Scott, or Dana
Thewis. Yes.
Yep.
And they will give you all the information you need and get you hopefully registered and get you on your way to singing with us.
Yeah. Do you need to register in order to show up?
You can register when you show up. Like I say, these first few weeks, I think we're not asking anybody to commit beyond just coming on a particular Friday. But the plan and the hope is that somebody will actually register to join the chorus so that we can keep track of who's coming and who's not coming and kind of build our personnel up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps to have a commitment so that we know that folks are placing importance and meaning on this activity.
Yep. And let's just reiterate one more time. 10 o'clock at Two Harbors High School, you go in the upper doors, Emma, and then is it in your choir room?
Yes, it's the upper doors, kind of by the district office entrance. I'm not sure what the door number is, but it is in the choir room, so kind of that first little area. It says performing arts. It's very,
yes.
It's a very nice space.
It is a nice space.
So go to the upper parking lot, go in the regular doors, and take a left.
Yes. Shameless plug. We have a concert. The 6th through 12th grade choir concert is February 26th. It's a Monday, and it is at 7 p.m.
Great. So, we are always trying to find out when those concerts are. So thank you for, that's not a shameless plug at all.
It's
a, what we, community needs to hear about these concerts. Wonderful. All right. We'll see you at 10 o'clock up at the high school. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.
That was Beth Kaiser and Emma Craig. Speaking of the Victory Chorus, which starts at Two Harbors High School, hope to see many of you there.